In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you remember where you were this week when you learned there had been a school shooting in Parkland, Florida? Do you remember how you felt? I remember. I was offering ashes to go out by the lich gate. I remember how I felt. I felt angry, frustrated, and depressed. I refused to cry because it's just going to happen again. So instead of feeling compassion and sorrow, I became hard and cynical. It's a self-protective ploy. There have been 30 mass shootings in the United States in 2018 already. 30 incidents in the last 6 weeks where four or more people, not including the shooter, were injured in a single attack. There have been 18 school shootings in the United States in 2018. So why is this particular mass shooting, this school shooting, the one to catch my attention or my sympathy? A student at Douglas High this week caught my sentiment exactly when he said, "I'm kind of surprised it happened here, but I'm not really shocked. School shootings happen all the time, and then the news just forgets about them." When tragedy struck this week, Jesus wept. I didn't. So let's talk about Jesus. How did Jesus respond to things like this? Jesus is introduced to us in Mark's gospel this morning as one who comes to John to be baptized in the Jordan River. Rising up from the water, Jesus is met by an epiphany. The heavens split open, and the Spirit of God descends in form like a dove, and a voice declares, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And so Jesus is given this great, amazing truth of God's love for him, God's pleasure for him, the fact that he is chosen by God as God's own child, God's own beloved. What an incredible vision. What happens next, though, is important. Immediately, Jesus is driven out into the desert by that same Spirit of God. Now, the desert is a place of testing. The desert is a place of tears and hunger and desolation. Jesus is with the wild beasts we read this morning. We're not talking about chipmunks and songbirds. We're talking about hungry coyotes and rats. Jesus faced difficulty, trials, exposure, and darkness. Jesus was hungry and alone. Isn't it interesting how Jesus' status as God's beloved